You're listening to EPN.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are with Maricela Yi. She is the head foodista at Little Shop Artisan Box. She curates monthly gourmet foodie boxes featuring the most delicious culinary charms of the micro-scaled artisans in the San Francisco Bay Area. Maricela, welcome to E-Commerce Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Good to have you on. And so tell me, you have a master's in social work. Why did you decide to create a subscription-based e-commerce business?
You know what? In some ways, I am fulfilling my social work itch by working with these little guys. The micro-scale business is, it's really exciting for me. I get to give them the exposure to the general public with my business model. Let's see, the artisans that I put in my box are very uniquely exclusive. They're difficult to find and often don't have many, aren't in many stores. And so I offer this unique venue to make that happen. I love working with these groups of people, and particularly the people who are passionate about what they're doing, because whether it's farmers or artisans, local businesses, the budding entrepreneurs, they're all unsung heroes.
What is a gourmet foodie box? It certainly has my attention.
That's great. That's what I want to get people's attention. Well, it's our boxes. They're filled with delicious delicacies like sweet and savory jams, pickled pleasures, cured meats, confectionery delights made by small batch artisans, like you mentioned earlier. It's a food experience, if I need to sum it up in any way. When you're able to learn about the people that make the food, you know, watch the videos, visit the farm, or sneak back behind the kitchen, somehow, I don't know, the food or the tea or whatever you're eating tastes so much better. So that was my design for it.
Now, as head foodista, what is a foodie?
Well, you know what? The Urban Dictionary, they said a douchebag who likes food. but just probably referring to those food snobs, you know. I want to clarify, I give everything a try and understand that many people's palates they're all different, and that's why I have to taste test everything with a focus group to help decide what the best is and what to put in. But a better definition for a foodie, I would say, is a person who loves food or has a deep admiration of everything food, you know, the people that take pictures of them and everything they're eating. But in my definition, I would also include on top of that one who cares where their food comes from and the community that's affected by the choices on the menu, you know, like eating locally and sustainably and in season.
Today we are with Maricela Yi. She is the head foodista at Little Shop Artisan Box. She curates monthly gourmet foodie boxes featuring the most delicious culinary charms of the micro-scaled artisans in the San Francisco Bay Area here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You have such a unique product. Who is your niche market and who subscribes or orders a gourmet foodie box typically?
Well, I would say anyone who wants a food experience. Originally, I thought it would be for curious eaters, you know, the best toy you could ever give or get as a foodie. But there are other people who just want to champion their local artisans, you know, those San Francisco diehards or those Oakland Raiders who just, you know, want to support their farmers, who maybe go to the farmers market and are looking for something different or want to try something new. But what it turns out is that it's the perfect gift as an employee appreciation gift or a thank you for business gift or a swag bag for that corporate event.
I like it. So you started the company in 2011. Where do you envision Little Shop Artisan Box 5 years from now?
Well, I would like to see, I'm such a forward thinker, so this is a great question for me. Thank you. I would like to see or help facilitate a local marketplace where it's easier. There's less steps for that person with that great idea or that great recipe or that those fabulous, crazy flavor combinations to fulfill their dream. I would love to help in that way. And maybe, I don't know, have a commercial kitchen for those entrepreneurs ready to go but nowhere to cook and who are, you know, don't want to face those politics of getting into store shelves. So as for my business, I'd love a solid subscription membership base, you know, a collection of foodies, not just the artisans in my basket, but the foodies in the basket. And ultimately, I'd love to help educate people to be conscious of where their food comes from and how their food choices affect the local economy. Maybe turn a few food non-foodies into more curious eaters along the way.
Without a question, it's important to know where it comes from. So Monticella, tell us about your experience in e-commerce, maybe what platform or any difficulties that you may have had and what platform you are currently using.
Well, I started with a template service, and I don't want to mention the name because I wouldn't recommend it. I would just give heads up to people who are starting their websites to make sure that it has all the facets that you want. A shopping cart, if you want to go with PayPal, or just the certain way to get your money and make sure that it's user-friendly and has all the components that you want, all the social media aspects in there, of course.
Now, in conclusion, share with our listeners some of your featured items at Little Shop Artisan Box.
Okay, so we previously featured unique flavors like black sesame brittle, coconut jam, and chocolate infused with many teas and flavors, but my favorite was infused with lemongrass oil and black pepper. Oh, it had this citrus and a bite to it. But this month's box is inspired by flowers. It's spring here, so I wanted to star rosewater pistachio brittle, blackberry and poppy flower preserves, and pickled delta asparagus in dill flowers, and lavender and honey chocolate covered caramel.
That sounds dangerous. It all sounds good. She is Monticella Yee. She is the head foodista at Little Shop Artisan Box. She curates monthly gourmet foodie boxes featuring the most delicious culinary charms of the micro-scaled artisans in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the website of reference, go visit it. You'll stay there a while. LittleShopArtisanBox.com. Monticella, thank you so much for joining us on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.